grey mornings, grey afternoons, grey evenings. But summer skies are also available in blue. Fly to Nice, Naples or Mallorca from just £41 per person. Europe by EasyJet. For more information, visit easyjet.com. Noddy by Enid Blyton. There were two dolls, a wooden soldier, and a pink cat in their carriage.
"You trod on my tail," said the pink cat.
"Sorry," said Big Ears. "Move up a bit and take your tail out of the way. Sit down, Noddy."
Noddy nodded his round head and stared with his blue bead eyes.
"What's he keep nodding for?"
asked the wooden soldier.
"Tell him to stop. Who is he, anyway?"
"He's Noddy," said Big Ears. "He's going to Toyland. I'm not quite sure, but I think he's a toy, so he ought to go there."
"He's forgotten to dress himself this morning," said one of the dolls.
"I haven't forgotten," said Noddy. "I never do dress, because I haven't any clothes. I've only got my round wooden body."
"We'll get you some clothes in Toyland," said Big Ears. "You don't look very beautiful with just your wooden body to go about in. Ah, we're off."
You probably won't have heard of British mathematician Bill Tutt, but in 1943, he pulled off what many believe was the greatest intellectual feat of World War II. It shortened the war and saved millions of lives. He died in 2002 without ever being officially recognised for his achievement. In 1944, Tommy Flowers, a former GPO engineer, turned Tutt's mathematical ideas into the world's first computer. He died in 1998. Chances are, you won't have heard of him either. Backed by the brightest talents of Bletchley Park. All your friends are coming together for our big CBB celebration weekend. And there's an extra special treat for you. Mr. Tumble is taking his family for a special day out, and you can come too. Mr. Tumble's special day out, part of our celebration weekend, today at 9:45 on CBeebies. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. Edmund stood and waited, his fingers aching with cold and his heart pounding in his chest. And presently the grey wolf, Maugrim, the chief of the witch's secret police, came bounding back and said,
come in, fortunate favourite of the Queen, or else not so fortunate.
And Edmund went in, taking great care not to tread on the wolf's paws.
I'm come, Your Majesty,
said Edmund, rushing eagerly forward.
How dare you come alone,
said the witch in a terrible voice.
Did I not tell you to bring the others with you?
Please, Your Majesty, said Edmund. I've done the best I can. I've brought them quite close. They're in the little house.